I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We don't talk about dynasty leagues often, but let's do it next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Tuesday, December 14th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White, and we're going to do a little buy or sell for dynasty leagues involving young players that are down in the dumps. And let's start with Jarren Duran, an outfielder with the Boston Red Sox. Some power, some speed in the minors this past season, but played 33 games in the majors and didn't look very good, Scott. So what do you think? Buy or sell Duran in Dynasty?
Yeah, I am inclined to sell him, I think. It kind of depends on what his perceived value is. Is he still top 100 guy to most people? Is he not? I'm assuming he is. And, you know, that power he showed by reworking his swing the alternate training site in 2020 that showed up in spring training that moved him up everybody's list. It was there for the first 2 months in the minors, but then it went away very quickly. And obviously his stint in the majors was disastrous. So with the deadened ball, is there really enough power? Should he go back to being more of a contact oriented speed guy? Feel like he's kind of between those two right now. And I'm not sure if he's going to land in a place where he's a starter in the majors.
All right. Next up, we have Nate Pearson, once regarded as one of, if not the top pitching prospect in baseball. And he was good down the stretch in a relief role with the Blue Jays, but dealt with a lot of injuries, had sports hernia surgery after the season ended. Scotty, what are we thinking about Nate Pearson, buy or sell?
Look, I want to buy because I feel like most fantasy baseballers are giving up on him too quickly here, presuming he's confined to relief. And look, the odds are more for it than against it at this point, but the Blue Jays aren't saying that's what's happening yet. And we're talking about a guy who was a top three pitching prospect just 2 years ago, still has electric stuff. You know, pitching prospects are so hard to predict anyway that I'll buy him for cheap and you know, maybe he'll be able to start after all. It's worth a shot.
Jeter Downs came over to the Red Sox in the Mookie Betts trade, but this past season just hit 190 in the minors with a 32% strikeout rate. He hit for power. He hit for speed. He did the same thing in the AFL, but also struggled with the batting average there. Scotty, what are we thinking? Jeter Downs, buy or sell?
If I can get him for next to nothing in a deep dynasty league where he's worth keeping, I'll buy him. But I don't feel great about the direction that's gone. The plate discipline just disappeared on him. And I don't know how likely that is to come back. It was awful, struck out way too much. And I'd be surprised, frankly, if he made good on his potential at this point. So I'd sell if it's really more about, are you keeping him or are you keeping some other prospect instead, I think, rather than are you getting something for him in a trade?
Yeah. Yeah, you might be able to get him as just like a throw-in somewhere. So, I think you're right. It comes down to just how deep your dynasty league is. Let's talk about Mackenzie Gore, who, very similarly to Nate Pearson, just a year ago, was regarded as one of the top pitching prospects in baseball, has struggled mightily with command, repeating his delivery, has had a bunch of issues. He only threw 50 and a third innings in the minors this past season, and then he was pretty bad in the AFL as well. Mackenzie Gore, buy or sell?
Yeah, a really strange case of a guy who just lost it because, you know, former number three overall pick, I believe it was, and was considered one of the elite pitching prospects coming out of high school and made good on everything right away. And then it just lost command of everything. And, you know, I feel like when the switch goes off like that, it might not take much to flip it back on and suddenly he's back to being Mackenzie Gore. But that certainly doesn't look like the most likely scenario at this point. I would still say buy because, like I said, for Pearson, I mean, there's only so much you can project for any pitching prospect in terms of, is he going to be in the rotation or is he going to be a reliever? You know, Gore's not a top 10 pitching prospect for anymore, but he's still a top 30 pitching prospect. He's still a top 100 prospect for me overall because I know what the ceiling looks like. And I'll take a flyer on him if somebody's looking to dump him.
Drew Waters, an outfield prospect from your Atlanta Braves, Scotty. A little bit of power, Decent amount of speed, lots of strikeouts. Buy or sell Drew Waters?
I'm going to sell him, kind of like I was saying for Jeter Downs. You know, if it's a deep league and somebody's just giving him away, okay. I mean, he was highly rated just going into last year, or going into this year, really. But I didn't love the profile to begin with. Too many strikeouts. The power was mostly theoretical for a guy who had already reached the upper minors. And it seemed like it all came crashing down this year. So, you know, if you want to move on from Drew Waters, who's not going to be a top 100 prospect for me in 2022, I don't blame you.
Last one, 20 seconds or less. Sixto Sanchez missed all of 2021 due to shoulder surgery. Buy or sell?
I'm buying. I'm buying hard. I feel like torn capsule in the shoulder. You know, a lot of people are worried he's going to come back and not have the same velocity. It's a legitimate concern, but if he does, then you're talking about an impactful pitcher right away. He showed what he could do against major leaguers in 2020. Great ground ball profile with the ability to add swings and misses over time. I don't know that he needs full velocity to get those ground balls, but you know, if he gets that velocity back, he's going to be well worth the investment.
For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Thursday morning. Bye-bye!